But I think we're joined now by find my notes. Marceline Duwamungu, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Well, it's very nice to be talking to you, Marceline. You are one of the steadfast fighters that we're just talking about, political prisoners, and you have been advocating on behalf of Victoire Ingabire, yourself and many thousands of others, actually, but and you're based in Belgium. Tell us, first of all, about your organization, because you recently, this past March on the 12th, you gave out some awards. What? Tell us about your organization and what its goals are.
Okay. Our organization is called the International Network of Women for Democracy and Peace. It was created in 2010. Now we have 3 active desks, one in Canada, one in the Netherlands, and another one in Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
There are still some other desks to establish yet in France and in Spain. But actually we have 3 active desks, as I told you.
Mm-hmm.
And we have taken in hand the case of Victoire Ingabire, because since she went in Rwanda, she is experiencing a nightmare. And we say that as you are free now, we are free and she is in prison, we have to speak because she can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we decided then to create that award that is given every year to every people, every person who tried who has worked with human rights, for example, mm-hmm. or democracy and peace, who is looking for democracy and peace, especially in Africa, in African Great Lakes region.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, can you tell us, by the way, you mentioned that was the year 2010. That was the year that she was arrested, am I right?
Yes, she went back in Rwanda in January 2010. Then mm-hmm. she got arrested in October, the same year.
When she was arrested, what was she doing?
She was arrested in October that year, and she was accused of many offenses. But actually, she didn't do anything because she was arrested because she said that what happened in Rwanda must be told as it happened, because the truth is not being told, and only the winners write history.
Mm-hmm.
So she said that in order to reconcile the Rwandan people, we have to speak the truth out. And she says that Hutus and Tutsis must come together and speak of what happened in the country before the genocide, during the genocide, and after. And the government says that she was having a double genocide ideology.
Mm-hmm.
So she was put in prison. Until now, it is not finished because she has many problems now, and maybe we shall talk
mm-hmm.
about that in some few minutes.
And there have been attempts by the government of Rwanda even to criminalize her family living in Holland. Is that right?
Yes. Before she got arrested, as I told you, she went back in Rwanda in January. In March, she tried to come back to visit her family, which stayed in the Netherlands. But then the government agents arrested her on the airport and told her that she couldn't go forward because they had many things to ask, many questions to ask her. So she was not allowed to travel. And since then, she didn't go back to see her family. And her family can't go in Rwanda neither.
Well, it shows how important your campaign is. I want to tell people that they can go to friendsofvictoire.org. Today I was looking at that, and there you can get history there and an outline of the issues and the story of the trial of Victoire. That's at friendsofvictoire.org. And, of course, this organization, Victoire Ingabire Prize for Democracy and Peace, you gave the award this year to three individuals. Mr. Holt, I notice, who is from Norway, spoke there. Who is Mr. Holt? Actually, if you could tell us about the three, Annek Verbraeken and Patrick Mbeko, and why you chose these three individuals.
Okay. Let maybe begin with Miss Annek Verbraeken. She comes from the Netherlands, and she knows Victoire Ingabire very well, because even before she left, Victoire left the Netherlands, they knew each other. And Annek Verbraeken is a freelance journalist. She writes many papers on the Great Lakes region of Africa, especially Rwanda, Burundi, DRC, and Uganda. And on many occasions, she paid courtesy visits to Victoire in Rwanda until the government found that she could no longer come, and she was made a persona non grata, and she can no longer go to Rwanda.
The Rwandan authorities will not allow her to make a visit to the prisoner Victoire.
Yeah, she had made some visits to Victoire. But now she can no longer do that because she is not allowed to travel to Rwanda. And I remember that on the 12th of March, she dedicated her award to the Rwandan journalist who can speak freely. That's what she said after receiving the award.
And Mr. Fred Holt, he is from Norway, and what is his interest in this matter?
His story is very interesting because he began working on the Great Lakes region of Africa since he was working with welcoming refugees in his country. So he is a refugees, human rights, and welfare advocate. So he has been involved in human rights and welfare for refugees from the African Great Lakes region since the year 2000. He has done extensive work in supporting refugees and seeking right of abode in Norway. And he dedicated his work and campaigning for the release of Victoire Ingabire. He has got a kind of a group with which he works in order to let the case of Victoire be known, because he said, I didn't know her. He said that he didn't know her before, but since he worked with refugees from that part of Africa, he said that he decided to found a group which is called Espoir Menes. I don't know if I pronounced it very well. Menesqueret Group. That means Hope Human Rights. And he heads that organization in Norway.
Well, that means your message is getting through. The name of Victoire is being put in front of the population in that part of the world in a way that it wasn't previous. I'll remind people, our listeners, we're speaking to Marcelin Duwamungu, friendsofvictoire.org is one of the sites that you can go to get this information. Now, by the way, Marcelin, we had on this program last week Patrick Mbeko, And he's quite a distinguished writer, and I was impressed that that he was given the award, also that he's taking this matter up. Could you talk about him and why you chose him?
Yeah, thank you. Patrick Mbeko is a very brilliant writer. He comes from DRC, the Democratic Republic of the Congo. I think that he holds a diploma in political sciences. So he is also regularly invited as a speaker in international conferences on the Great Lakes region. He has also written many books related to that region, and especially Canada also, I think. And he is very brilliant. He has done a tremendous work as far as the Great Lakes region is concerned. And when he heard of Victoire, he said that we needed people, women and men like Victoire. And if we had, and every country, if every country had a woman like Victoire, he believes that peace and democracy can come along in every country. You know that in our country there is a crying lack of democracy. And he said that if every country could have one person like Victoire, I think that democracy, peace can be achieved. And he said that now Victoire doesn't belong to Rwanda. She's no longer Rwandan. She has become a worldwide human rights defender, and she must be recognized as such.
I think it's great, wonderful that Patrick has joined this fight. People should go to the site friendsofvictoire.org. And we are speaking to Michelin democracy and women's movement for peace and democracy. Mm-hmm. And the last thing, I just want to know, what can you tell us about her present condition? I've heard various stories. I mean, people have to realize that she's in the hands of a pretty tough government, been known to be quite, to eliminate its opponents domestically and abroad. So can you just tell us, update us on her condition and her, what we know about her? Has she produced a book? Is that right?
Yes. I can say that in addition to what I told you, you can still get some information on us, on RIFDP, IWNDP.org. That is our website. Mm-hmm. So coming to Victoire, her life in prison is not very easy. Since she wrote a book called Entre les quatre murs du 1930, Note de Madame Victoire Indabire Umuhoza, 2010-2013. That book is a compilation of the notes she has taken once she's in prison. Since she's in prison, so she tells us about her life, about how she was arrested, and her life in prison, how you survive in prison, and so on. So once this book came out as the occasion of her fifth anniversary of, it was her fifth year since she was put in prison. And since she wrote that book, now she has, she's still experiencing some nightmare. And, for example, she had an individual cell. Now the government has decided to close it, and now she lives with other women in prison. That means that she has to adapt because she was not used to that. And besides of that also, there was a lady called Gasengayire Leonil who was supposed to take food to her. As you know, she had got a medical statement, certificate, which says that she could receive food from home because she couldn't afford to eat. Not affording, but prison food was not good for her. So she had a certificate which allowed her party to bring food from home. Now that authorization has been cancelled by the prison authorities, together with canceling, denying her the right to have a room. So she is in a huge dormitory with other women, and sometimes she doesn't receive food from home. It means that, I don't know if you know, but this Gasengayire had disappeared. She brought food to the prison.
The one who had brought her the food has disappeared.
Yeah, had been kidnapped by the authorities on Friday, March 26th. And the other people from her party, the whole weekend, they searched for her and they couldn't find her. And on Monday, she was found in a state prison. So, and the government says that it was saying that that lady was not in state prison, if I can say, but on Monday she was found to be in one prison in Kigali. So she was released on Tuesday, and from Friday to Tuesday, they couldn't manage to bring food to Victoire because that was assigned to Leonil, who was reported missing. And 3 days ago, there is also another lady who has disappeared. Hello?
Hello.
Ah, okay. I'm sorry, there was a kind of sound.
Yeah, and, that's okay.
Yeah, there is another lady who disappeared, but I don't know if she's related to her political party. Mm-hmm. But what is known is that before Leonil disappeared, she was asked to bring the book to the prison. Mm-hmm. She was asked by the authorities to bring the book because Victoire needed it. That's what they said. But when Leonil brought it on Friday, it was sealed, and Leonil was accused of being of having written the book. So I said, I didn't write the book. The book, the author is Victoire. If you have questions about the book, you can ask Victoire. I didn't write the book. So now, since that this book came out, I think they are trying to look for
new way to charge people.
Please.
I mean, it sounds to me like it's some kind of, they're simply going to demonize anyone associated with her or that book.
I didn't get you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I interrupted your point, but I was saying that it appears to me that they've just simply decided to victimize people in association with the book. In other words, it's no longer Victoire. Now it'll become the book.
Yes, yes. And it seems that the lady who brought the book to the prison, in fact, it was not her own book. The book belonged to the lady who has disappeared now. You know, when they asked Leonis to bring the book to the prison, she didn't have a copy. So she asked her friend, whose name is, I'm sorry, I don't get her name directly, but if I get it, I give it to you. She got a copy from her friend, But her friend had already written her name on one page of the book.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they saw her name, we don't know if it's the government which kidnapped that lady, but now she's missing.
Yeah. Well, the story you're telling, Marceline, is clearly and a rather alarming one. It shows the importance of the work of your organization, Women's International Network for Democracy and Peace.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to thank you very, very much for talking to us. We, of course, as you know, we follow this closely, so we look forward to talking to you again in the future, particularly about the safety and security of Victoire Ingabire, as you've been outlining. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. I thank you very much for inviting us. And you can still get any information. We're still there. If you need any more information, we are able to give any information on Victoire. But now, I can tell you she's not good now. She's being harassed every day, and I think that she needs our help. And there is a petition going on, mm-hmm. on our website and on Facebook. And any people who can get it, I don't know if I can share it with your listeners, and so that anybody who wants to support her can do it via that petition.
Well, we will do that. Thank you, Marceline.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. This is the Taylor Report. It's CIUT 89.5 FM. And about 5 minutes, we will be speaking, I think, with Zafar Bengash. And I want to say again that at the Steelworkers Hall, 25 Cecil Street, 2:30 Sunday, there was a great meeting. All the people who fought and many who fought all these years for the freedom of the Cuban Five were present there, those who worked here in Toronto. I was very proud of the organization that they called out the names of those who had passed on, who had given everything they could to help out. But to see the man himself, Gerardo Hernandez, was a great thrill. He is, I would call him, a wonderful example of fidelismo, because he is such a vibrant character man, and he is active. By the way, he's an athlete. He's been a soldier. He fought in Angola with Cuban forces against the apartheid army of South Africa. He told a great story about being in prison, being approached by African Americans, one of whom said, "Are you the Cuban?" And he said, "Yes." And he said, "I heard you were in Angola and that you fought against the apartheid government." And he said, "Yes, I did." And the African American said, "Well, I want to greet you and tell you, if you have any problems here, you come to me because I'm with you." There are many stories of that type he told. I will have to relate them again further on the program. I just underlined two things that I saw yesterday. This campaign continues because there is a blockade of Cuba. Never mind that Obama had his picture taken in Havana. That doesn't change anything. The blockade remains in effect. And Guantanamo is part of Cuba and is occupied by the U.S. military. And on Guantanamo, they hold people in total violation of international law. They've made a mockery of their own judicial system. Prisoners are there. Cuba would like, and indeed righteously demands, because it's legal entirely, the return of Guantanamo to Cuba. We'll see if that happens. But that's the message to the supporters of Cuban Five is that is our next goal.